Naldic Podcasts. Frequently asked questions.
How can I convince senior leaders at my school to consider placing more EAL learners on our gifted and talented register? At present, there seems to be an underrepresentation.
This is not a trivial issue, as national data show that EAL learners are underrepresented on G&T registers, with the biggest discrepancy at secondary level. All schools should develop flexible criteria for determining their gifted and talented population in order to ensure equality of opportunity for all. For example, an underrepresentation of EAL learners could be seen as discriminatory, as G&T status often offers individuals particular benefits such as extra tuition or access to enrichment activities. Do the criteria for identification look beyond raw attainment, as some EAL learners will be unable to demonstrate their full ability through traditional tests? Has the school considered alternative factors, such as a learner's proficiency in their first and other languages? What about particular talents, such as acting as an interpreter for parents, or working within a family business? Some students make significant contributions to their community, as well as leading religious lives that often require a level of maturity and self-discipline beyond that of their peers. It is very important, therefore, to consider the full repertoire of skills and talents that an EAL learner displays at home, within their community, as well as in school. Taking a more holistic approach to identification should ensure that EAL learners are given ample opportunity to demonstrate their true gifts and talents alongside their peers.